satisfied.
Hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. We're a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're at a normal floor. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your mad sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got that terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Use next, oh don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel toe boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I'll fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 4D tribe. Yeah, terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And under 4%, maybe that's how we roll. Every import tax like rock and roll. So grab your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports for your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
Hardest part. She figured out exactly what was going on. All the love she had given for a song. Then things unraveled like they usually do. She got her own heart busted up by husband. Still washing and ironing and picking up. If you look all the way to the back of the stage, she's standing at her mic, looking her age. road stop in Reno, it's supper time. Waitress comes over with a look in her eye. Says I saw you in Modesto almost 30 years ago, and I can still remember every song in your show. Please help me, I'm falling. Don't go home a drinking. Well, there's a pair of swinging doors for every cowboy's sweetheart tonight. Time sure has changed you. It's walked right on by you. Does it satisfy?
I think I want to be buried with this LP, although not yet. That's Laura Cantrell from the LP Not the Trembling Kind on Spit and Polish Records, as you must know, and that was Queen of the Coast. And it's just, every time I listen to it, I think, why isn't this record being played by everyone, everywhere, all the time? I can't understand it at all. But we got a really nice email from Laura Cantrell, because exactly a year ago tonight, the pig and I were in New York in Greenwich Village with her and her husband in, well, actually a succession of most agreeable pars. But she said that she'd bumped into Elvis Costello somewhere, and that he'd said to her, "Oh, I've heard of you. John Peel was telling me all about you," which was true, because I was when we were backstage before some gig at the Royal Festival Hall. This is very showbiz, isn't it? What was it we were doing at the Royal Festival Hall?
Meltdown.
It was. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. It was the one day Meltdown thing. Anyway, was it? But I'd been telling Elvis all about Laura Cantrell, and he'd remembered and had been impressed, and there you go. So, spreading the word. Right, Backdraft featuring Country Culture. Am I going to play the right one? I believe so.
Yeah.
This is Misconception, Backdraft featuring Country Culture on Botch It Breaks 4, from Botch It and Scarpa Records, of course. An email from a couple of nights ago from Alexis Pantos, saying, I may have been in a scary nightmare some time ago, but I seem to remember you saying Hefner had split up. However, reports of a Hefner were still around. I was very confused until I found that there was another Hefner. There are indeed two Hefners. And our Hefner, as it were, haven't broken up at all. In fact, they've got a new LP coming out sometime before the end of the year. But all of the members of the band have got side projects, and have had, really, for as long as they've been in Hefner, and possibly before. So, Darren had some kind of side project going as well, but he's the other half of that has gone back to America. Anyway, it's all very confusing, but Hefner still exists in some form or another. Of that, we are certain. This is the Reverend Pike. This is the John Peel Wingding, the home of country music, Rhonda Vincent, and on Rounder Records from an LP, The Storm Still Rages, a little afterthought put at the end of the LP, an advertisement for the Martha White self-raising flower or something. But anyway, excellent stuff. And before that, from an LP or an EP called DIY Vasectomy, a thought too terrible to even contemplate, on Stupid Cat Records, it was Reverend Pike and I Hate Tesco's. And here's another tune from the Rod Dennis Mento Band. LP on Penthouse Records by the Rod Dennis Mento Band, and that was called Cut Munu. Not quite sure what that means, but that's the title of it. And time for another one now from Sean and Paul. Before I do that, or before they do that, actually, I'm not going to do anything at all except sit here and listen to it. But it's an email from Clive in Bognor Regis saying, what were you under the influence of when you co-wrote Pig Might Fly? If no reply, then I'll assume it was illegal. Just cheap red wine, Clive, as ever. And co-composers are stretching it a bit, actually, really, because what I did was sit here with the Omnicord that Sean had so generously given to me and sat and made sort of swirly noises on it and recorded them, sent them off to him, and he worked it into a tune. But then another record came out that sounded surprisingly like it and was a hit. What was that?
That Gorillaz. I don't know what that song's called. Anita knows what it's called. What's that called?
So she'll be busy watching, she'll be downloading. Right, OK. Well, she'll be enormously pleased.
What's
that
Gorillaz song called that sounds like Pig Might Fly?
OK.
Clint Eastwood, no. That was what it was called. Okay. It does, it sounds like millions of people, not millions, two people have said to me, did John Peel rip off that Gorillaz song? And I was like, yeah, it was his band.
Well, thanks very much. Okay, what are you going to do now?
We're going to do like a song that's just acoustic between the two of us, and it's called Electromail. And it's kind of quite complicated to play, so if I make a mistake, can you just ignore it?
I'll just leap in and
that's true,
improvise.
You can join in. You're on the chords behind me, okay?
Okay. Slowing down bits are a bit scary, I must admit. First time you did it, I thought, hello, they switched them off or something's gone wrong, the power's cut. But anyway, that was called what?
Electromail.
Oh, right, OK. And have you got, the commercial moment now, have you got any gigs coming up, any new records, anything you want to talk about?
No. Right. We're having a kind of, like, break at the moment, actually. We released the Omnicord LP about 2 months ago,
right,
as you may well know.
Right.
And then I think we're going to start working on a new LP... the end of the year kind of thing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, two of our members, as I said, are kind of travelling the world at the moment.
Okay, well, our Flossie's just come back from seeing Belle and Sebastian. Are they good? You don't have to speak, you nod.
Whereabouts was it?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
They were really good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, so we'd like to have, you know, we'd like to have hard-nosed criticism on this programme as well. Right, this is a track from what is likely to, or may easily turn out to be, my favourite LP of this year.
Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. Yaki-taki, yaki-taki, yaki-taki. I can go around the side, I can cut through the back. I broke up, pick it up, the fence so I can squeeze the crack. Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays.
That's where my baby stays. That's where my baby stays.
Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays.
That's where my baby stays. That's where my baby stays.
And I can get to my honey's house 15 different ways.
Yaki-taki, yaki-taki, ooh-a, yaki-taki, yaki-taki, yaki-taki.
I consider myself lucky, just as lucky as can be. And I wanna thank my baby, cause he moves so close to me. Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays.
That's where my baby stays.
Right around the corner, that's where my baby
stays. That's where my baby stays.
That's where my baby stays. And I can get to my honey's house 15 different ways.
Terrific stuff. That's Detroit Cobras from the LP Life, Love and Leaving on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. And that's Right Around the Corner. And an email here from Rosalyn Orr saying, really enjoying the Omnicord session tonight, but it's being spoiled by a terrible hum. It's only there when John is talking or the session guests are playing, but not when a record is on. Any chance of sorting it? I'm tempted to say, Rosalyn, that we've had to pay a lot of money to get this hum added to tonight's Feast of Soul and Reason, but that's obviously not true, and we're not quite sure where it's coming from, and we can't really detect it at this end, but even as I speak, highly trained people are swarming over the equipment to try and identify it and get rid of it. And I've just swallowed a moth. Right, true, actually. Where are we now? This is James Ruskin.
in je handen, hebben schande. Bloed aan je handen.
James Ruskin on Trezor Records from an LP Into Submission, and this is Confession. Trezor, of course, based in Berlin, as are the Sitcom Warriors. Rather neat, that. This is a 7-inch EP from them, If You Knew the Circumstances.
Hey, my little friend, how come you become so bad? If you knew that there are some people I'd rather see you dead. If you knew the circumstances, I guess you would surely go mad. If you knew the circumstance, I guess you wouldn't act like that. Alright. like that. I guess you wouldn't act like that, baby.
If you knew the circumstance, you were truly gone mad. If you knew the circumstance, you wouldn't act like that. I'm gonna tell you something.
We all know who they've been listening to, but I think they do it well. Sitcom Warriors from Berlin, and that's one of four tracks on an EP. On a, actually, I can hear that hum.
It's Mark.
Is it? Is that the one that they were complaining about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, okay. That's called If You Knew the Circumstances. Before we have another tune from Sean and Paulo, it's time for the Pig's Big 78. So, Pig, if you'd like to come and announce this, there you go.
Charlie Coon's piano medley featuring Only You. All I Need Is You and Pennsylvanian Polka.
OK, off you go. We've spent a lot of time working this out, rehearsing this one. OK. Thank you. And that's the Pigs Big 78 for tonight, Charlie Kuhn's piano medley. And he was my dad's favourite artist, and that's the first time I've ever played one of his records on the radio. Now, because our guests Sean and Paul are on the same fader as the Pigs Big 78, I've got to make one or two adjustments here, but I think I've made them. That hum is still there, though, and it is still your amplifier. But one thing I can do is open the window a bit, because it's getting very hot in here. There we go. It's all sound effects, listeners. Not real at all. Okay, what is it? What is it? What have you got now?
You'll hear. This was a good idea yesterday. I don't know about now.
Okay.
It seemed a good idea last night, doing this.
Oh dear, oh dear. Sounds ominous. A very good idea, I'd have said, and you have sung it before, of course, so it's very nice, haven't you?
Yeah, you did, that's right.
For a moment though, when you look blank, and I thought it wasn't them, it was somebody else, but it was you, I know.
No, I just took my headphones off, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I see, right, okay. Alright, okay, well there you go. Sean and Paul out of High Fidelity. One more from them before we hand over to whatever it is that comes next. What is it that comes next, Nate? Oh, she's watching television in the other room. This is Slow Ride. This is from a compilation on Deep Elm Records. Sound Spirit, Fury Fire, Deep Elm Sample, and number 3. We'll be right back. There you go, that's Slow Ride and Rockets and Jets, and as I say, it's from a Deep Elm Records compilation LP. Don't forget, at midnight, or just after the midnight news, it's One World, and tonight the programme is dedicated to the products of Ultimate Dilemma Records. And an email here from Roger, and it says, you're swallowing a moth. I didn't really swallow, but it came, it flew into my mouth because I've got the window open because it's very hot, but I spat it out in time. Anyway, it says, that reminds me when I was out in the middle of some large woods in Lincolnshire one night, looking at these fantastic coloured moths, pinks and greens, and iridescent gold ones attracted to a mercury vapour light. And it may help you to know that Roger works for the Wildlife Helpline National Service in Lincoln. And someone had hidden a tape recorder that had on the sound of rutting deer and put the machine in the bushes and played this awful noise full blast at about 1 a.m. in the morning. I can't do a rutting deer, I must admit, but I can make the noise that foxes make. And every once in a while when I'm walking the dogs late at night and I'm at the top of the hill, and a fox will suddenly, well, not suddenly appear, but a fox will be somewhere between me and the house, and it'll make its kind of lovesick noise, and it really is terrifying in the night air. It kind of goes, it's much louder than this, but it's a kind of reasonable. It goes, like that. And in the middle of the night, it is good, isn't it? That is
quite good. Eh?
So, did you want it again?
Yes.
It does hurt my throat, I'll be honest with you, but I'll do it again because it's. Right, anyway, Roger goes on to say, and Roger's surname is Goy, actually, which in view of what he's about to tell us is curiously appropriate. He says, by the way, I don't know who named it, but there is a brownish moth about an inch long with whitish marks on it. Would you believe it's called a cetaceous Hebrew character? What a name for a moth. Well, thank you very much for that, Roger. And here's a record for you with a particularly silly title. It is called Wiggy Waggy Woo.
Well, baby,
when you
say you mind for real,
you don't
know how good it makes me feel.
My heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my soul goes ziggy zaggy too, 'cause I love you.
When you
say I'm
sweet as I can be,
I love to
hear you talk that talk to me.
My heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my soul goes ziggy zaggy too, 'cause I love you.
And when you kiss me, honey, I start feeling funny,
wham,
right off the bat. You say you miss me too, but I'm not with you. I go for all kinds of stuff like that 'cause I love you, baby.
When you
call me on the phone,
Just to
tell me that you're still my own.
My heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my soul goes ziggy zaggy too, 'cause I love you.
I love you, baby.
When you
call me on the phone,
just to
tell me that you're still my own.
My heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my heart goes wiggy waggy woo, my soul goes ziggy zaggy too, 'cause I love you.
And those are the Cadets, and it's on Ace Records, almost inevitably, and it's from an LP called Modern Vocal Groups, 1957. No, not 1957, Volume 5, sorry. It came from 1957 originally, the Cadets and Wiggy Waggy Woo, and this is Bonnie Billy.
I've seen her laugh. Man, oh my Lord. Sun on her back. Summer was here. I remember it well. As she stood in the shade. How we both kissed and fell. How can this be? There's nothing left here. How can this be? There's nothing left here. So said I. So said I. Says I'll never know peace, and I don't know her now. She's a stranger to me. How can this be? There's nothing left here. How can this be? There's nothing left here.
Polly Jean Harvey's song Sweeter Than Anything, as read by Bonnie Billy on More Reverie, which is an EP on Temporary Residence Records. And now the Bundu Boys of Sacred Memory.
Samaria Mbona, Samaria Mbona, una watu ya tsao. Sarai.